when you think of worship, what do you picture? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Growing up, my family was always a part of the worship team, and I mean like always. I was helping lead other kids probably from the age of 8, junior high kids by the age of 10, and adults by maybe 12. We practically lived at the church as my parents sang, played piano, or guitar. So for a very long time, I thought that was worship, but that's not completely true. So what is worship? Well, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo, A Lifestyle of Worship by Sarah Rexford. David's identity changed a lot over his lifetime. From shepherd to outlaw to king, through it all we see his heart in the Psalms he wrote. Even when he hid from King Saul in a cave, even when remorse overwhelmed him after murdering Uriah, even as he grieved the death of his son, he could focus his heart on worshiping God because of God's unchanging identity. What's significant about David's lifestyle is that he didn't reserve his worship for the good seasons. He didn't worship only when playing his harp for Saul or when writing songs alone in the fields with the sheep. He worshiped even in life-threatening situations. When we look at David's life, we see a very freeing truth. Worshiping God is a lifestyle choice. There's a story in 2 Samuel 23 when David craved water from a certain well. His strongest men broke through the Philistine camp, got the water, and brought it to David. Overwhelmed, David offered it to God by pouring it out on the ground. His actions echo Lamentations 2:19. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. There's a difference between half-heartedly singing songs on a Sunday and pouring out our hearts to God, choosing to remember His character even when we feel defeated. Worshiping through songs is a wonderful and important part of our walk with Jesus, but singing is only part of worship. Choosing a lifestyle of worship means focusing on God's character even when others are against us, even when we've sinned against God and need to repent, even when our world is falling apart. It means coming to Jesus and pouring out our hearts in good times and bad, relying on His steadfast love and forgiveness. As we do, we are buoyed with hope in our Savior. Worship as a lifestyle means our worship isn't based on our feelings, but on God's character. This can encourage us. Though our feelings will come and go, His character stays the same. He is always worthy of worship. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. When you hear the word worship, what comes to mind? How does it make you feel? God wants us to come to Him just as we are, with all our messy thoughts and feelings, and to behold His great goodness, mercy, and love. He invites us to open our hearts to Him and to praise and thank Him for who He is and what He's done for us. How could you worship today? As you and I can read in Psalm 33:3-4, sing to Him a new song, play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, 2 Samuel 12:19-20, Psalms 51:4, as well as 142:1-5, and Hebrews 13:8, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Just like in today's Devo, we took something that we're likely familiar with, worship, and we learned something new about it. There are lots of things in our faith that we see this way, that we're just familiar with, that we don't really think about what they mean. If there's something that the Lord has been teaching you about your faith or about Scripture, I encourage you to share it with us, because if it's new to you, chances are it might be new to some of your friends listening to Unlocked. So I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called A Bronze Snake in the Wilderness with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.